This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for custom soil and plant analysis, along with compost, gypsum, and other soil and water amendments. For solutions for growers, call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.
98.1 KCHUG with Tom and Becky in the Morning. All right, we start today with some country music news. And kind of hopping all over the place here, but we begin first with King George. George Strait will extend his Straight to Vegas residency into its fifth year now. He announced two shows in 2020 on January 31st and then on February 1st. Tickets will go on sale on August 23rd at 10 a.m. So I believe that is a week from this Friday. If you haven't seen George at T-Mobile in Vegas, you got a couple more chances. Tickets go on sale next Friday. Okay. There's this new group called the High Women. The High Women. They include Brandi Carlile, Maren Morris. They are a group that is putting together an album, and they were on Jimmy Fallon's show, and they sang a version of The Chain, which is a famous Fleetwood Mac song. And it appears that you have used that as our jug video of the day today. So you can check that out on Facebook. Is that also on our website?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a jug video of the day today. The High Women, kind of playing on the name The Highwaymen.
But I want to know what women think of The High Women.
Oh.
What, did I say what women? I want to know what people think of The High Women.
You did say women think of women. But anybody.
Yes, anybody.
Brandi Carlile, Maren Morris, and then two, are they sisters? I don't know them. I'm sorry, but Cherise and Natalie Hemby. Do I know them? Do you know them?
No.
Anyway, they've created the song The Chain for a new movie that's coming out called The Kitchen.
Jimmy
anyway,
Fallon?
They were at Fallon to promote the movie's coming out.
Oh, he's right there with them in the picture. I didn't
know
why.
Yeah, he's...
You hate Jimmy Fallon.
I'm sorry. I'm just not a fan. He looks creepy.
Do you just think he tries too hard or something?
Yeah, it's all motley. Who are you appealing to? Who are you trying... What's your target demo? What are you doing? Look at the photo. Just look at the photo. What are you doing over there?
Get out of the picture, Jimmy Fallon.
Get out of there, Jimmy. Like these four girls are singing, and Jimmy's just kind of creepy side-eyeing them over there. Okay, you know.
I don't know.
But you know my love of Stevie Nicks. It's going to be very hard for me to get over that one with him. Anyway, check it out. It is our jug video of the day today. And then finally this morning...
Schwinn said, "High women are okay, but they hog all the Cheetos."
My man.
When Schwinn is back.
Love you, Schwinn.
Back.
Bingo. Okay, you know the new big stadium in Atlanta? The Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the one that Garth opened up. Garth christened the Atlanta Falcons playing it now.
Yes.
Okay. So, coming up in November, they're having a three-day benefit concert, and they're going to be raising money for veterans groups and homelessness in Atlanta. Okay. So it's really cool, but they're having this three-day concert, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Friday and Sunday are going to be country days. And then Saturday is not going to be country. It's going to be like, you know, pop, whatever. And they've not announced who's going to play the pop stuff on Saturday. But they have announced Friday and Sunday. And so listen, and this is our jug poll of the day today. On Friday, headlining will be Keith Urban and Blake Shelton. Okay, you with me on that?
Keith
Urban and Blake Shelton on Friday. And then on Sunday, it's Eric Church and Luke Combs.
Okay.
So the jug poll of the day today is, which one of those two, if you could go to one of them, and only one of them, which one of those two would you go to? Would you rather go see Keith Urban and Blake Shelton, or would you rather go see Eric Church and Luke Combs?
Eric Church and Luke Combs.
Have you seen Eric Church or Luke Combs?
No.
Have you seen Keith Urban and Blake Shelton?
Yes, not Blake Shelton. Keith Urban.
Okay. You're not a huge Keith Urban fan.
I don't like
fan.
Keith Urban.
Just say you prefer other people. Makes it nicer.
I don't like Keith. I don't care if it makes it nicer. I think he is.
I'm trying to soften your edges.
I don't need you to.
You
thank
do.
You.
You really do. I'm
boring,
sorry. I'm a little older and
weird.
Wiser. I'm trying to soften your edges a little bit, but
Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are weird. Do weird things.
Okay.
Weird.
Okay. Stop now. I may agree with you on that. And I don't care that it's acting. I don't care that she's acting. It's weird. It's weird. You know what I mean? Okay, so that's our jug poll today. Would you rather go see Keith Urban and Blake Shelton or Eric Church and Luke Combs? It's our jug poll of the day today. And it is brought to you by Farm Supply, your local equine feed retailer since 1950.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for anything you might need in the arena. From team ropes and calf ropes to calf strings and goat strings, they have it all. From brands like Cactus, Fastback, Lone Star, and Willard.